Are you ready to party?
A few creeks, you know.
Oh yeah.
The band's on the bus, and they're waiting.
or Detroit, I don't know. We do so many shows in a row, and these towns all look the same. We just pass the time in the hotel rooms and wander around backstage till those lights come up and we hear that crowd and we remember.
Well, I've been spending all my money on weed and pills, trying to write a song that'll pay the bills, but it ain't came yet, so I guess I'll have to rob a bank. I guess it could be worse, it ain't that bad, at least I ain't sitting in old Baghdad in the middle of a hot damn desert, sitting in a tank. Baby gets mentioned, I'm so broke I can't pay attention. Lord, how it tears me up to see her cry. Oh, I've been spending all my nights on the internet, looking for a clue but ain't found one yet. Just a bunch of Mopars, guitars, and other stuff I can't buy. An Indian old boss dog, I guess I ought to get up and go out and find a job. Instead of sitting on the couch trying to find the next line, I'm sure there's gotta be a better use of my time, like figuring out which one of these banks I'm gonna go rob. Well, the name of the game is hurry up and wait, but that ain't putting no food on my plate or gas in my car, and I drive a Bronco. So Lord, if I could just give me a record deal, I might not have to worry about my next meal, but I'd still be trying to figure out what the hell rhymes with Bronco. Well, now Lord, if you can hear me, won't you throw a damn dog a bone? 'Cause if the devil shows up with a better deal, this whole soul's a going down. Call me again.
to the town of our free, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather, for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
Happy friends at a slumber party, big fat fluffy pillows wanting to be hugged, 18 friends wanting to love. Happy friends at a slumber party, on their feet wanting to pillow fight, slumber parties are alright. Happy friends with their pillows super soft, happy friends about to have a dance off, big happy friendly friends. Sleeping at the slumber party, telling scary stories in their beds, like a book wanting to be read. Hugging each other, it's getting real deep. Friends even kissing on the cheeks. Slumber parties are alright. Friends love pillow fights. 18 happy friends at a slumber party. Big fat fluffy pillows wanting to be hugged. 18 friends wanting to love. Happy Friends.